everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat, where I'd like to talk to you about new beginnings, new goals. It's a new year. It's a little few days in, but maybe you haven't made New Year's resolutions, new goals, new settings for the year, but it's good to look at yourself, look at your life, and reset, maybe retune, fine tune, or maybe totally out with the old and in with the new. Maybe you need to really do a big declutter, a big simplify. Has so many, people describe in your life, in your wardrobe, in whatever's going on. But even God asks us to practically do things. And it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting, I'm going to read from verse 44. It is sown a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, who was Jesus, became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical and then the spiritual. So God's saying, first came the physical, the first Adam, the physical life, and then came the last Adam, Jesus, with the spiritual life. Now, before Jesus, there was God. God was around, but Jesus came to fulfill the law, to show us the path to eternal life. He came to actually give us eternal life back again that was lost after the first Adam rejected God. So first the practical, then the spiritual. Physical came first, physical or practical. So I'm going to share with you some practical things we can do that can set up the year. And then Emma, next week, is going to share some spiritual aspects that can set up the year. Because don't we want to all have a great year? We don't know what the future holds for us, but we do know that God holds our future. So don't you want to have practically something that you can set up, the best that you can do, and then we rely on God for the rest, but that we can set up the year the best that we can? God asks us to. So practically, I look at my life. I want God to be the center of my life. So I want to put in Him. I want to put in going to church. I want to put in my prayer time. I want to put in reading scripture, meditating upon scripture, being close to God as best as possible in all aspects, not just on my 15 minutes of prayer every day, but in all aspects that I send prayers to Him, I ask Him for help, I meditate upon Him, I welcome Him in the morning and I thank Him in the evening before I sleep, that I trust in Him while I even sleep, that He would be working within me, transforming me. So God needs to be part of my life. And I tell Him that from the beginning. Lord, I want You to be first in my life. Grace me with the ability to do this every day. Because we get sidetracked and we get interested in other things, or life happens and, Jesus not long is part of our life but not the center of our life, and we have to keep putting Him back in the center. In my life, what is important to me is my family. So I want to make space and opportunity and time to spend time with them, to be with them, to love them, to serve them, to help them even know the Lord more, because I've got a position, a place. I'm a mother and a grandmother. I'm a wife. I have a position to actually share the Lord with people, with my family too, especially, but with anybody that I meet. May I put that part in my life. May God grace me with the right words. The Spirit says He will give you the words to say. But I need to rely and ask the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say. then I want to actually place time for rest and recreation, time to rest so I'm not physically overwhelmed by life, that I need my body to recover. I need my spirit to recover. Remember when the disciples would often go away and do the Lord's work, and they'd come back and the Lord said, okay, Jesus said, now let's go away and spend some time together for a few days. He recognized they needed physical rest and spiritual rest from what they'd been doing. And we need to specifically make that time. Otherwise, we're no good for anything, because we're in gaga land because we're so exhausted and tired and can't think straight. We need to put that into our life. I need to put in, I actually often think of it like juggling balls. I need to have space that I can juggle a few balls, because things come up. Someone, you know, a neighbor asks for help. My close family members or friends ask for help. Someone's sick, they need a meal, but you know, they need a lift, something. I need to have space to do that. If I've chock-a-blocked my life so full that I can't help people, then I'm the one that misses out, but they miss out too. I need to have room. And I need like a space to be flexible. What God might bring upon me that's not even planned in my life. I want to be able to, Lord, I've got space and room for this work or this good thing. Because he says he has good works for us to do. Don't you want to have space that you can do that good work? Wouldn't you, you know, kick yourself when you get to heaven one day and the Lord says, you were so busy with doing everything else, you missed out on doing the good works I had for you. We don't want that. And so you sort of plan my life. I need to do healthy things, exercise, eat well, cook well, you know, buy the right foods, eat the right foods. So, you know, I need to practically look after my body, but then I need to spiritually look after my body. And, you know, I need to do both. God has given us a body that the Holy Spirit, he says, dwells within us. It is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Well, he wants us to be healthy as best as we can. Things can come along, a disease, a cancer, or, you know, some issue that's out of our control. But we've at least then tried to the best of our control to keep our body healthy. So within your life, what, you know, I look at mine, what's in your life that you need to simplify, declutter, really look at? Is that important? Is that important? No, I don't, you know, that's important, but I need to not make it the biggest thing in my life. I need to make it less so. Because I need more space for God to work, for God to move, for God to speak to me. You know, I have my work that I have to do. And my work is meditating and reading and planning and thinking of what to do for the women that God has given me to look after. But also to plan maybe future things, to develop extra things, to reach people for God. It's not just women, but reach anybody. To pray more. To be in tune with his spirit more. I need to make space. And it's, you can say it's part of my work, yes, and it's part of who I am as well. My work blends over also into a lot of the rest of my life. It doesn't happen with some other people. Their work is their work and their life is their life. But you can still get God to come into your work more, help you more, grace you more to be the best that you can be. Because God placed you in your work for a purpose. Otherwise, he'd have placed you somewhere else. He'd have put you or given you authority over other people or other things or other positions. So you need to really look at your life practically. And I guess the best way is to declutter, simplify, or wipe the slate clean and then start putting back into your life the areas, places that the you know, the importance of different things. So then you realize, oh, well, I don't really need that and I don't really need that. Or I've got now space to do some extra things. Maybe I've got space to exercise more, play sport with friends, with, you know, other people, go visit my neighbors more, whatever it might be. Because God is very practical, but of course, He's also very spiritual. And He wants us to blend the two together. First, the practical, but now when I do my practical, I have to overlay that with what God desires. So when you're working out your practical, it's like you're praying to God, well, show me the portion of each pie, you know, the whole pie, what portion is the different sections? And maybe it fluctuates a bit depending on the time of year or the circumstances God puts you in. Be flexible. You learn to go with the flow more and follow the Lord more if you're flexible, because we don't know what the God has in store for each of us into our future, but we know that He's with us and walks with us and has a perfect plan and only wants to bring good to us. So let us begin with asking God to grace us with eyes to see, with a heart open to Him, to help us practically, as best as we can, set goals for the year. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear loving God, You hear and see and know our heart, our life, what we're planning, what we would like to do, what our goals should be. We're asking You to send us Your guidance, Your grace, to show us what we need to put into our life, what we need to stay remained in our life, what is of more importance. Of course, it's You are the most important, not thing, but being, Saviour, King, Lord, that we need in our life. And we ask You that we can hear and see and know what we need to plan for ourselves for this year. And may we be flexible in You always for what You may bring about this year, what your plans are for our lives. And we ask all of this in Your mighty name, in the name of the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is going to be a great year, because we're starting out the best we can, and our God is good and has wonderful blessings for each and every one of us. And I cannot wait to hear of stories, wonderful stories of what God has done in us, through us, and with us in the year. So we'll see what happens next week when Emma shares on preparing yourselves spiritually for the year. Have a great week.